League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the world of entertainment, there are stars, there are superstars, and then there are legends. Riyadh Season Card Wembley Edition proudly presents the legendary Liam Gallagher!
All right, it's Liam. I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. I'm here at Wembley Stadium with Joel. How you doing, man?
Good. Really good.
Yeah. So we're here to see, we booked tickets because we're big boxing fans, because we're hard geezers, as you know if you've listened to this.
True story.
anyway, big boxing fans, booked to see Anthony Joshua, Daniel Dubois. And then the next day it's announced Liam Gallagher playing. So it's like, Jesus, that's so good. It's like getting a and a little isn't it, John? I'm not going to include that.
I don't know, mate. It's been a while since I've been around your house.
Yeah, so it's just so incredible to get, like, you know, my favourite sport in the flesh at this incredible venue. And then Liam Gallagher's playing as well. And then the historical context, like, this is going to be Liam's, like, second to last ever live gig. He's got Malta tomorrow and that's him done. So yeah, I mean, how do you feel, like, first off being here? What are you feeling?
A little bit tipsy, but no, it's an amazing event anyway. And as you said, we booked it for the boxing, which I was massively excited for, and then Liam's playing, well, that's brilliant. And then Oasis are reuniting next year and that's even better, and the seats that we've got tonight are a bit like my seats for Wembley 25. Yeah, it's great.
Awesome.
Super excited.
So we've got, so it's been announced. There was a lot of chat about what's he going to do, what's he going to play. It's been confirmed. He did it on Twitter, not when he messaged me. That was a different one. But yeah, just to, you know, because me and Liam are just pals, you know. But yeah, so he's going to play Supersonic, Cigarettes and Alcohol, and
Rock and Roll Star.
So yeah, I think that is a pretty cool, like, quick three song combo.
Not the best three-song combo in rock and roll history, thank you, Robert Brown, but a pretty good one. We haven't worked out where he's going to do it, though, because it's not obvious from the stadium whereabouts there's going to be a band set up.
Yeah, looking at it, it's like, well, it's not going to be in the ring, surely. So, and we're looking around, and there's, like, various bits that are, like, sectioned off, but nothing that's clearly going to be a venue. I mean, this is a Saudi Arabia show. This is a Riyadh Season show, so anything could happen. I mean, it could be a spaceship, who knows, but, you know, like, yeah, subway, it's got to play somewhere, right?
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's weird, actually, because he's normally the headline act, the main event, and tonight he's a support act for the thing we've actually come to watch. So how's he going to do it? Will Noel turn up? That's the other question. Will Noel turn up? Because if he does, then I'm going to have to clean up on aisle three, sat next to the official Oasis podcast.
Yes, will Noel turn up? I mean, so we've talked about this. I mean, I don't think he will, because I'm sure that in the deal, like, this whole reunion deal, this is not just like a thing. This is like a multi-million pound / billion pound, like, corporate event, right? A reunion of this nature. So I'm sure there must be some sort of deal that, like, that he can only turn up under certain circumstances, like at the approved time the SJM, you know, who are the main concert provider, like, have stated. So that would make me think that on a random boxing show, live on, like, DAZN and Sky Box Office, I doubt he will. And also, like, it's Liam's band. Like, would Noel turn up to then play with Liam's band? It just doesn't feel like it will to me.
No, like, Noel would absolutely not turn up and be Liam's support act. He'd be the main event, as he would be. Like, they'd share the billing, and he's not shared tonight's billing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would love it. I would love it. And if anybody has got the pockets deep enough to make Noel Gallagher turn up and be Liam's second fiddle, it's the Saudi Ministry for Sport. So, you know, we can but hope, but... To be honest, I'll settle for Liam playing Oasis songs and a little taster of what I'm getting this time next year.
Awesome, mate. I just, like, yeah, just to see Liam. I mean, we've seen, like, Ricky Hatton stroll in, like, the celebrities are starting to turn up. Like, I know Ronaldo's normally here for Riyadh season, so there will be rubbing shoulders with them, because obviously we've got the main backstage passes and stuff. So yeah, it should be an exciting night. So, right, let's go and have another beer and watch the next fight. Cool. Great to speak to you.
And you.
All right, come on then. Nailed it. I live my life in a city, and there's no easy way out. The days are just too fast for me. I need some time in the sunshine. I gotta slow it right down. The days are just too fast for me.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Okay, it's an end of the night, voice a bit croaky pod, after a few beers, we're back, and yeah, well, the boxing was a big thing, like Anthony Joshua got battered, that was a bit of a shocker, wasn't it, Joel?
Yeah, it was unexpected, but a good night of boxing and a bonus to see Liam, albeit one assumes that wasn't the sound system they're going to use when we go to watch them play next year, because it was great to see Liam and it was nice to sing along, but it was quite hard to sing along because there were like two drum beats,
yeah,
one on delay and one slightly closer, which wasn't ideal, but you know, it was never about Liam. He was just a bit of an add-on to the night, wasn't he?
Yeah. So it was like, as most people, I suppose, would have seen it on the TV, and seeing it live, it was like, it was amazing in the stadium, because obviously the stadium at that point was like pretty much full, and everyone was singing along, like really into it. All around us is like geezers singing every word. Liam was like right on the other side of the stadium, so we were like behind a goal, effectively. And then Liam was like right on the other side at like the other goal. So, you know, you couldn't really see him. And also it was a bit weird, like where we were, you could look onto the screens that were like above the ring, or actually we were just right under like the screen on our side. So it was actually probably better like to just turn around and look at our screen, but it was a bit weird. But the sound was terrible. Like for instance, when Cigarettes and Alcohol started, you couldn't hear like the main like T-Rex riff. It was only when it kicked in and Liam started singing that you're like, oh, it is Cigarettes and Alcohol. And I think he missed, didn't he miss a first line of...
I think the highlight for me was an authentic Oasis gig moment, although when you're in the seated area, probably unnecessary, was some guy like hurled a pint like over the top of the barriers into like the seats on the tier below and like made someone very unhappy. It's like, mate, there's literally, you can walk 2 seconds into the bowels of the stadium and use a loo, or indeed like just finish the drink that you paid about £9 for. It was just like the only pint that flew all night. It was a bit off. But as I said, an authentic Oasis experience. Although yeah, it was nice not to be drenched in someone else's urine at the same time.
Yeah. That's it, no more swearing. I'm monetized on YouTube now. We've got to stop the swearing. I've got to maximize those ad bucks.
Do they take money off you if you swear?
Yeah, if you swear, it sort of it limits it so you don't earn as much.
A profanity checker.
I love that. Yeah, see, some of them, I mean, this is sort of by the by, but some of them do, like, I think, like, it flagged me the other day for the first track on Standing on the Shoulder of Giants.
Oh, really? Because you mentioned the name.
Yeah, I mentioned the name of it, and it's like, oh, okay. And it comes up, like, limited suitability. Like, wait, what? I didn't swear in that episode. And I said, oh, okay. I talked about hugging in the bushes. And then it's like, oh, all right, so what do I do? Like, do I go in and change it? Like, really? So, anyway.
Making love in the bushes doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
Doing whoopee in the bushes. So that was... Why am I talking about that?
Because I asked you whether you were allowed to swear on YouTube, and you were explaining.
But why are we talking about swearing? Because I was going to get you...
Because I didn't swear, because I said about throwing a pint of urine.
Throwing urine, yeah. So that was stupid. But yeah, so there was... so in the moment, it was like, okay, obviously the sound is terrible, but it doesn't really matter because, you know, like, we've been singing, like... You know, the music in between the songs, which was really cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. I enjoyed the, like, although it was the slightly weird thing, they were like, in the 90s, there was Blur and Oasis, and then they played song two. You know, why did he play song two when Liam's about to walk out? What is this? And then there was, like, they played The Farm All Together Now, which is quite good fun, and then went back to do whatever they were playing, like, whatever contemporary music. But what I enjoyed was watching Liam stalking down the, like, boxer's entrance to the stage. It's like... There is a man who was born for, like, the big stage. Yeah. Although he kept, like... I don't know what it was, but he had, like, a... It looked like a... It wasn't a cigarette, but he had, like, a long...
Yeah, like a
black
thing
with a little light on the end that he kept putting in and out of his mouth. I was like, I don't know, is he doing, like, an impression of Groucho Marx? I don't really know what he's doing with that. It was a bit weird. And he had it on stage as well at one point. Yeah.
I don't know if it's, like, a tea stirrer or something. I don't know what that was. Yes. So, So, look, in the moment, I didn't really care because it was, like, Liam's played 3 great songs off Definitely Maybe. Everyone around us is singing along. It was just cool. It was, like, really... It was really exciting and really great. Obviously, like, having had a few drinks and, like, you know, having been just a great day anyway. It was just really, really great. And I couldn't really tell about him whether he sang well or not because...
The sound was dreadful.
Well, the sound was dreadful and also everyone singing along around us. So you're hearing everyone else sing. And so, yeah. But, I mean, according to Twitter, like, apparently it was dreadful and everyone's, like, making the joke now that, like, oh, people who want refunds on their Oasis tickets now from how bad he was and stuff. So... Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder, because I didn't... I mean, you can kind of hear enough. I didn't think he sounded any worse than I've heard him sound on the many times that I've seen him play on the TV, and they might be tuning him there, but, like, it seemed like he was doing a passable job. So I wonder, either one, this is people, like, looking for clicks, or indeed, two, people who weren't interested in Oasis before the reunion, who hadn't realised it's not 1997, and he doesn't sound like he did when he was amazing live... And I suspect it's probably more the latter, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, it just, you know, you go to watch the boxing, it's probably quite a different crowd to the one that goes to watch the Oasis next year.
Yeah.
Like, because I know that I'm not going to get Liam from Wembley 2000, or even Liam from Wembley 2009, but that's fine. I know the one I'm getting. I've watched and heard enough of his vocals in the more recent years, it'll be great, and Noel can still sing his bits as well as he ever could, so that'll be that'll be nice too.
So it's funny, maybe it is that, factor of, like, people just don't know, like, they've just not seen him, and they don't know what he sounds like. But yeah, I'll have to see. Obviously, James in the future will probably jump in now and say, yes, I've heard it, he was terrible, but based on where we were and being in the stadium, I thought it was excellent. So yes, that's all right. Noel obviously didn't show up. Boned was there, which was cool. It was nice to see Boned on stage. No sign of Noel, which we expected.
Yeah, we put that to bed, didn't we? It's like, he was never going to be Liam's support act. He was never going to be Liam's special guest. He would never be that.
No.
You know, I think they accept equal billing. Like, I don't think he kind of reckons he'll get the limelight, but I don't think he'd have been, like, a little bit part on Liam's show. You know, he'd have been part of Oasis and he'd have been the main man, or he'd not be doing it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I did agree. Yeah, I think there was never going to be that. And now, like, Liam's, like, nipping off to Malta to do, like, his show in Malta tomorrow.
And that'll be it, you reckon? So probably saw the penultimate performance of Liam Gallagher, the solo artist, certainly in this iteration of him.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like we said, like, who knows how long this Oasis thing's going to last? It might be just this tour. It might be touring an album. It might be, like, they're back again for another 10, 15 years. Who knows? But yeah, I mean, even if they do just do a tour and then go back to solo, well, it won't be the same. You know, this will be, I think we can look back now at sort of Liam Gallagher, well, BDI, and then Liam Gallagher, and then obviously Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds as, like, a thing now. You know, that is a period of time. We've got one more show in Malta, obviously, and then that's it. Like, that is, we can sort of look back on that as a finite thing. But yeah, I mean, what's your thoughts on their on that last era that we've had?
I've enjoyed the albums that they both released. I only went to see Noel the once in Cardiff with you. I'm not really a big kicker these days. that was great. Like, Liam still selling out Nebworth, so clearly not suffering too much from the absence of Oasis. But there's some good music out there in the world, and it's nice to see them do their own thing for a bit, and it will be great to see them back together, and, you know, in a way that it would have been hard to see them remaining relevant had they just been a band all these years. That kind of super excitement of them coming back together is only because they've been a bit away, and that's been really nice too. So actually, on balance, I'm pleased with how it's all panned out, and, you know, let's hope they get to next summer like they're still vaguely friends and Liam's voice is as good as it can be.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's been great. I remember from a podcast, whatever one it was, but they say, like, how can you miss me if I don't go away? You know, and that's it. And it's like, yeah, they had to go away. We had to have this period because, yeah, if they just kept going and going and going, then it would have been diminishing returns. You know, it would have been, well, maybe they would have been playing, like, you know, small arenas now because it's like, oh, do we need to see them again? You know, we saw them 2 years ago. But I think it's been, if you think about it, like, well, just you've seen the success of how incredibly successful the gig sales have been. Like, it has been perfect. Like, it's been the ultimate. If they designed it, I mean, I don't think they have, like, designed it in the background, but if they had, you'd have to say they've absolutely nailed it. Like, okay, we'll go away for 15 years, so we'll be back for the 30th anniversary of Morning Glory. Like, yeah, absolutely. Like, that is, if they had planned it, it couldn't have planned it any better, really.
No. And, you know, obviously, 10 million applications for tickets. I don't know if it's 10 million unique applications, because I tried twice and I know you did. But yeah. So even if you trim it to almost half, it's like 10% of the population of the country tried to get in on that gig. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, like, what else attracts that number of views? Like, major international football finals, if England are playing in it.
Yeah, that's it.
The coronation of the king, mm-hmm. You know, the queen's funeral, mm-hmm. Oasis reunion. You know, that's the company it's keeping. Yeah. Right? It's,
yeah.
And the newspapers are full of it, full of an entertainment story that isn't like 1970s rock star turns out to be a pervert.
Yeah, no, it is. It has been absolutely insane. And so it was great to be there. Like, it was only a cameo. It was only the three songs. And like I say, we couldn't really hear it properly. But to be there singing along with those tunes was very, very special.
Yeah, and an amazing little bonus in between, like, yeah, watching men stripped to the waist bash the crap out of each other.
Yeah, it's an amuse-bouche for 2025 when I'm expecting, you know, full three-course meal and champagne.
Yeah.
Bracket supernova. Yeah.
What was it? Didn't you came up with, like, some good questions. I was like, oh, that was a good question. You should have asked me when we were recording.
So my question was, who's the biggest star, Liam Gallagher or Anthony Joshua?
Good question. Well, as of right now, seeing as Anthony Joshua got the absolute shite kicked out of him, probably Liam Gallagher. But I suppose, like, Liam Gallagher sold Nebworth out by himself 2 days in a row. Liam Gallagher, like, can tour around the country and do multiple, like, gigs and sell out. Whereas Anthony Joshua fights once, like, every 6 months. And, yes, if he's, like, fighting someone in a really, really big fight, he can sell out a stadium. But then if he's, you know, when he came back, when he first did his comeback gigs, he was, like, playing, like, Manchester Arena or whatever. I don't think now, if Joshua fought, like, a Latvian taxi driver, I don't think he would sell out Wembley. Whereas, but then if Liam reformed BDI, I don't think he'd sell out Wembley. So it's about them as individuals, but it's also about them in the context in which they're performing.
That is true. I think Stephen Fry talked about him, didn't he, when he did Children in Need or Comic Relief. And he kind of walks in, does an interview, and it's just like, my God, like, the energy in the room when Liam Gallagher walks in, it's like, it's intimidating. And I think he's, like, proper. I still think he is properly A-list. Like, he just swanned out onto a stage in front of 95,000 people and sang and swanned off again and was completely unfazed by it because he's so used to that. That's where he's at home, right? And the other thing is, he's 52 and he's been that famous since he was 21. So, you know, on ballot, and you know, like, at an Oasis gig, I don't think anyone is singing along to Anthony Joshua if he does a support act. You know, like, I don't think you could drop Anthony Joshua into an Oasis gig and him be the centre of attention.
No.
Whereas the other way around, that was absolutely the case. Yeah. Like, they're both very famous and both fantastic ambassadors for their respective, like, events in very different ways.
Mm.
But, yeah, I think, you know, if AJ is as famous in 30 years' time, then maybe I'll have a different view, but,
yeah,
you know.
Interesting, yeah, good point. All right, well, look, that's it. It's been an epic night of ups and downs in the boxing. Crazy to see, like, yeah, see some, like, shock results, some great knockouts and stuff, and, like, some, yeah, really good performances. And then Liam, yeah, and I say we'll see what happens in the fallout, and I'll be catching up with the guys who will be seeing Liam in Malta tomorrow as we're recording this late Saturday night. I think he's playing Malta tomorrow night. And then that will be Liam Gallagher solo artist done. And then we'll see where we go from there. But, Joel, any further message?
No. Stay engaged.
Stay engaged. Stay in touch and stay young. Bye. Fucking hell.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, guys, it's Sunday morning. It's James from the future here. I hope you're all right. So I've listened to it now. I've listened to Liam's performance. And I think it's the point that we made there in a little chat with Joel. I don't think that he's significantly worse than he has been over the last sort of 20 years, you know, to be honest. Like, I think it is more down to the fact that people just
don't remember that that's what Liam Gallagher sounds like when he sings live. You know, he does. He doesn't sing the songs live like he does them on the record. Like, I live my life. He doesn't do that. He goes, I live my life. You know, that's just how he does it. And so I don't think he's significantly worse than he was at sort of, you know, on the recent tour or at Nebworth 22 or any of these recent things. And to be honest, like having watched it, it feels to me like he knows the sound isn't great. You can see him gesturing at the sound guy straight away that he's not happy. And he's just commented on Twitter this morning. Someone said, someone asked him about it and he said, like, there was three guitars on stage. I couldn't hear one of them or something like that. And so, so obviously the sound wasn't great. And it looked like he was annoyed. And sometimes when he's annoyed, he then just sort of shouts it more. And I think that's sort of the criticism I've seen is that it's like, oh, he's like I do better at karaoke. He was just shouting. But I think that's the thing. When Liam gets frustrated, you can see him just sort of, you know, just shouting it out and like stepping away from the mic. That was what he did a lot, like in the later years of Oasis. And he was doing it a little bit here, but I don't think it was as bad as kind of the sort of the later Oasis years side. I mean, I've grabbed a little couple of clips here. Let's just compare Cigarettes and Alcohol from last night, from Nebworth 22 and Nebworth 96. And let's just give you a little comparison of the three. So we'll go back in time. Last night, Nebworth 22, Nebworth 96. So yeah, as you can hear there, like the 96 one is obviously, he's significantly younger. His voice is a lot younger. It's sort of a lot higher. And and he's sort of belting it out and really like pushing that those lines out and sort of rah, that we got to know from that time, which is probably why his voice sounds the way it does now. Because, yeah, he ruined his voice by singing like that. But anyway, that was very different. But the 22 to yesterday, I actually wasn't sure if I'd uploaded the right clip because I thought it was exactly the same. You can hear it's different crowd noise and stuff, but pretty much it's exactly the same. And everyone was very positive about his Nebworth 22 performance. So, yeah, so it isn't actually significantly different. So I do think we're talking here about the fact that, people are tuning in to see Liam that they've never seen, you know, not really watched him live before or you know, not for many, many years, and sitting down to view it like, okay, here's a piece of entertainment like any other singer. Well, Liam doesn't do it like any other singer. This is much more like a Johnny Rotten or someone coming in and just saying, rah! And like I said, I think he was sort of probably in a bit of a bad mood or just wanted to like give it some. You know, and the boxing and the adrenaline of like the everything and all that crowd. I think he just wanted to really kind of let loose and shout. And that's, so maybe people weren't, you know, were a bit shocked by that. But look, that's a Liam gig. You know, we're not expecting him to come in and like sing it perfectly. You want him to come in and shout it and snarl it and get people riled up. That's what it's all about. All right, Joel has pointed out as well, he's just dropped me a message this morning, there was one more, there was a mistake as well at the Cigarettes and Alcohol solo. They clearly sort of messed up a little bit. So let's just drop that in here. Yeah, so yeah, you can tell like the rhythm or bass, they're playing the wrong chord. It's gone a little bit wrong. But, you know, by the sounds of it, you know, they were sort of struggling with the sound on stage. So I'm not going to hold them up on that. And also, like, I prefer people to go a bit wrong sometimes, at least then that you know it's real music. You know, it's not a backing track. You know, it's not like perfect, you know, rehearsed to the inch of their life. So there's no passion in it. I like it when people go wrong a little bit. I've got no problem with it. Live music, mate. That's what it's all about. All right. Look, that'll do it for today. I just wanted to jump on this morning and just follow up with this reaction to Liam at Wembley last night. So, yeah, did you watch it? Let me know. Put comments in the description if you're on YouTube, or come and get in touch over on Twitter or Instagram, Oasis Podcast and Oasis Pod. Oh, I did try to stream it. I said online that I would try and stream it, same as I've streamed some stuff from Liam at Reading. But there just wasn't the internet just wasn't there. So I did stream briefly earlier on, and that worked okay. But then when I tried to stream the Liam gig, it just didn't work. But anyway, so do follow me on Instagram if you don't already. Make sure you follow over on YouTube, as I've talked about to Joel there. I'm now monetized, so I actually get paid for YouTube now, which is great. I think it's like 0.4p a view. So, you know, if you want to give me 0.4p, then go and watch some YouTube videos of the Oasis Podcast. Look, thanks so much for listening. Stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.